Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
Henry DBF Mobile. W8RCY, waving a hand your way, Dakota. We made it to Friday. I wish you a good Friday and a wonderful weekend. Good morning. I appreciate that. And, yeah, I unfortunately live for Fridays, so extremely happy that it's finally here. Well, back when I was a working stiff, it was the same thing for me, but I've been retired now for 12 years, and I work harder now than I did when I was actually working, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, or in my case, 9-to-6 jobs, you know, 8-9 hours, or they were like 9-10 hour days, so I definitely don't miss those days, but yeah, I still keep myself busy somehow, and it turns out to be a bit of a job, so you can't get away from it, but I just thought I'd say hello, and, you know, I heard you out there, and didn't want you to think there was nobody out there. You know, some people think I'm a nobody. All right. You enjoy your morning, and I don't know what time it is because I can't see the clock, but Sean's on the road. He should be on the road pretty soon at 7.
Yeah, I always tell myself I could never retire because then I'd have to find something to do with myself, so I figured might as well work and make money, right? We'll see. That might change in a few years. But no, I appreciate the comeback. It's just changing some settings on this radio. It's good to hear you on this side. Steering clear from the Wild West for a bit. Good talking to you. Have a great day. And have a great weekend if I don't talk to you. NADBF.
Yeah, copy that on the Wild West. I mean, that side, Troy, is still my home because that's where I've been for since June of 2020 when I re-upped my last GMRS license, so I'll always be on Troy, and like I said, it is my home, and I've got a little bit of a job there. I am a bit of a moderator, and so I'll always be on that one for sure, but this one here, and where I'm at now on this frequency is like second home, and then I've got some 2-meter stuff going on, and then I have, currently I have my long-standing Moto MI turbo system. But as far as getting the other things going, like the M1 and the M5, hopefully I'll get that going by the end of the year. So, all right, again, two hands on the wheel and just be safe. Hope you don't get caught in the rain on your way in. So do take care. Good talking to you, and we'll be monitoring. W8RCY. Clear.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
It's awful quiet out there this morning at 8KPP.
Well, you're part of the after 7 o'clock crew. Myself and another operator were on here shortly before 7, so you kind of like overslept, as you could say. Good morning, Wally. W8RCY waves a hand, and Dakota was out here earlier, too. I can't remember. I know his call sign is his initials, but I don't remember all of his initials. So, anyhow, it's Friday. We made it.
Very good, Mr. Guy. How goes it? All is good at this end. So, got a couple of different things to go to last night. Last night, I don't know if you heard me, I talked to Sean a little bit, went out by Marion's house, and we had a real late dinner. We had a karaoke night there. There was some young lady there that could sing, like, just phenomenal. It was so, we had a nice relaxing night after we helped clean up the basement, so, which is a project that I think is going to take a lot longer than we think. So, but other than that, all is good. Got to go see a couple clients today, go take Sean back his handy talkie, what else, take the car into the garage and get the oil light turned off, which I imagine probably involves an oil change. So I got, let's say, a busy task day. How goes it with you? What brings you up so early?
Well, normally for me, I'm up at 5 because my, even though I've been retired for 12 years, that part of my body clock will not shut off, and I've never really had ever had to have an alarm clock in my life because I would just somehow automatically wake up at 5, give or take about a half hour. So, yeah, I'm up at 5 and got coffee going and so on and so forth, and really nothing much to do today at all. I've got Friday night date night, but we went out last night for a few hours to see a local artist in Mount Clemens that we know perform down by the Macomb Repeater Tower area. And we were back by 10 o'clock. And again, like I say, it's Friday night date night, so that's traditional. And that's pretty much it. So really nothing else on my agenda today. Do some house cleaning, I guess. That's about it, or actually apartment cleaning, and get that stuff out.
Very good. Okay. Sounds like all is going well with you. So, other than that, not too much. So, just sitting here looking at the radio, and I always thought, yeah, what you said is kind of true. There's usually a bunch of commuters between a little after 7 to 7:30, 7:45, and then today it was quiet. So, I thought, huh. That's odd. You know, usually, you know, I sit here and to check all my emails and thinking about cleaning up my messy desk, which I never get to, and then go from there. What radio are you on? You sound pretty clear today.
Well, this is the only amateur radio I have. I do have a B radio, that B word, but I will refuse to use it. It's actually still sitting in the box. I charged it up once, powered it up, and I said, nah, this is not me. So what I'm on is the Whoops On, Whoops Off KGUV9 GPX 70 centimeter, 2 meter radio by Whoops On. It's a 1.5 and 8 watt radio, and I'm just chilling here on that right now, and I've always heard good things about this one, and I also have the GMRS version of it, and it's a solid little radio for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, if you ever want, you know, on your big M1, you know, Sean or I can write to it for you, you know, just throw a couple, you know, build yourself a list of what you want and just throw it in a separate zone if you want. We can throw a couple of Hemi frequencies in there because that radio is a great radio for everything. I mean, it just, the specifications on it, I think like 403 to 512 megahertz or something like that. So if you ever want something like that, let me know. And if I ever get ambitious, I'll just throw the code plug software in one of my laptops and we could do it right in the parking lot. At least to get you the four FBI ones in there. So I'll play with that one a little bit, unless you just prefer to keep that dedicated. You know, it's your call.
Well, Sean wrote it the first time, and I believe he might have the code plug for this one, or to my motors across the board, and a couple of corrections have to be made from the first round, because I got a couple of dead channels on it keying up. But he's aware of them, and we'll discuss that. But I think because yours are not E models and mine are, I think the code plugs might be different.
Yeah, that doesn't matter with Motorola's. You just read it and you got it. I mean, it's actually, I know that there's a lot of limits, you know, with some ham radios and GD77 software and all that other stuff. There isn't with the Motorola stuff. It's actually, they made it so it's not, you know, I mean, they try to keep it into the family circle of Big M stuff, but once you read it, you got it, and it's not encrypted, so any code plug software will read it, you know, version 2 if it's over 209 or 209, and the older version if it's under 209, and, you know, and all that crap about writing to it and everything else, as long as you don't change the firmware, which is a big pain in the butt to do, and there's really no need to do it, especially for what we use it for, retrieving it and writing it and going back to it, that's all pretty easy. It's, you don't have to have anything. You can even take a brand new Motorola, reflash it, I've done this before, and not have any code plug and just start writing to it. So a lot more engineers behind the scenes on those radios than, you know, what we play around with. So yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You can take it to anybody or do it yourself even.
Well, one of my 5550E mobile units is not capable of handling DMR because I accidentally ordered the wrong radio. It's got the UHF 2 band in it and not the UHF 1 band. And when we did this the first time about a year ago or so at Sean's office, something where Sean said he might be able to flash the radio and get it to where it matches the other one. And those are the kind of things that we still need to look at before I make, you know, all the stuff. Oh, I want to make all the changes basically all at once so we don't have to keep, you know, rescheduling and doing back and forth stuff. So, yeah, but from what I understood, the 7550s and the 550s are different from the E models like I have. And what you're saying is not, so... Yeah, I'll hear what Sean has to say, and if I have to, I'll check with Motorola just to be at stake, because I also have the Motorola MI Turbo system in there, and I don't want that messed up, because that's put in by Motorola, and I don't want to get that messed up either. So I think you understand where I'm coming from, and I just want to make sure all the boxes are checked and safety checks are put in, that we don't screw up the system that's already in place. I think you can understand that.
Yeah, you just read it, back it up, and modify it, give it another name, and or another dash one or V1 or something like that. And that way, if you do screw it up, you can just write it back. So, yeah, there's no difference in programming between the E and the non-E, just to let you know. Like it says, I'm sitting right now staring at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this one, 6 of them. So, and I, believe me, I totally wiped them. I mean, completely taking the firmware out of them and everything else. And I really played with it. You could also open up your own account. Believe it or not, those guys are real ham friendly. All you do is go there and just tell them you want an account to download the official stuff. And they're actually pretty good about it. I think, you know, they like, I mean, even though they don't say it, but I think they're trying to give some of their legacy products some value, you know, so that, you know, they could get sold, you know, so if they want to go in there and sell some big fancy stuff to the new, you know, new departments or what have you, or new businesses, you know, at least there's some value there. So they were real friendly towards me. They've talked to me on the tech support line, everything else like that. So I just figured I'd let you know. It's, you know, I understand your reservation and I appreciate it, you know, and all that other stuff. I don't want to do anything you don't want to do, but I just let you know it's pretty secure. So so however you want to do it, you know, that's fine. You know, but yeah, they're more than hand friendly, at least at the company level, from my experience.
WARCY. Yeah, I appreciate you hearing me out on that. But like I said, I gotta pull out my paperwork from when it was done the first time around between Motorola doing the initial programming, Sean doing some changes and updates with the GMRS stuff, getting the frequency. I got one set of frequency. I got a frequency in each Motorola 550E that has to be looked at because it's not transmitting out for some reason. Something got bad fingered and overlooked. And then Sean also mentioned that there's a possibility he can add FPP to my my HTs as well, and that would be nice if that could be done. Once we get that part done, then we can do all the stuff we need for the M1, M5, and whatever else I can throw into these radios while I have the chance. So, all right, well, I don't know if Sean's on the road this morning or if he's working from home, but I know he's usually on the road. And I'm Gavin, so I'll let you, if he's out there, talk to you, and we'll catch up with you down the road. And if I don't see you over the weekend at breakfast or something, you and the new missus have a wonderful weekend. WARCY.
Yeah, she's getting dressed. She's got to go see some more financial people. Her father passed away about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and she's going through the same struggles that you and I have talked about, trying to find out where everything is and who did what. And, I mean, all the intentions are good, you know, by her dad. All of the family is good, you know, there's no drama or anything there, so that's all, it's all good for her, but it's all the legal stuff that you were familiar with, so she's trying to get all of that clarified and straightened out, and, you know, the official government paperwork and the not-so-official government paperwork, you know, the trusts and things like that, so she's been in a lot of meetings lately trying to get that figured out. Yeah, and on that other one that you got on Band 2 for the UHF, it can be modified, but the problem with that is then the radio loses accuracy on your 550. Just to let you know, it loses frequency accuracy. Because when they tune these things, they tune them for, you know, the lower part of the UHF band or the upper part of the UHF band. And it's just kind of like a design flaw, whereas with your little handy talkies, that it gets tuned all the way through. So that's the reason why. Yeah, it can be modified, but you would have to check that, and Sean does have the ability to check it, make sure it's accurate. So if you want to lower it down, you know, it can be done, but then you've got a completely modified radio, and then you'll have to have a completely modified software to modify that. So you'd be better off to try to sell it to some business or some ham guy and get yourself one in the lower part. So very good, sir. You have a good day. Hope all goes well. It seems kind of weird this late in the day and still dark, but I guess they say come November they're going to fix the time. So you drive safe or walk safe or whatever you're doing, and we will check with you later, and I will try to make tomorrow's meeting. W8RCY, I hope it's a W. I am trying for vanity call. N8KPP. Clear after yours.
Yeah, I appreciate your input, your advice, and your expertise in such a short time. I think I've created a monster ever since I mentioned the word Motorola to you, and look what you've done, and look what you've become. I'm kind of jealous. But, yeah, and then what your new bride's going through and everything else, too, like I said, I just got over it with my mom, and it took about 6 months, 7 months. When did I get, inheritance checks were out in, I think, August. Yeah, so about 8 months from the time she passed. But in my situation, my brother was power of attorney, and no sooner did my mom pass, he dumped it on my sister, and so she had to pretty much pick everything up between the two of us here in this area, because my brother's down in Florida. But, yeah, so anyway. All right, again, thanks for your input and advice, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. If not, have a great weekend. W8RCY, I am clear out, and if Sean's listening, good morning to you, sir.
He must have a broken P25 system and having to work this morning. Talk to you guys later.
Good morning, 0800 hours, 47 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, 48 degrees.
N-A-K-P-P. Good morning.
What's going on? Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
K-8-R-U-8, this is Anthony. I missed your call.
You're not in there very good. I thought I heard K-E-A-R-U-H. Can catch your name. Speaking with Wally, what's the Alpha Lima Lima Yankee NHKPP? I got a short drive to work. I heard somebody throw their call out, so I figured I'd throw mine out, see what was up.
This is Anthony. Not much is going on. Just on my way back home after a quick errand run, and now I got to get the computer open and get to work. So I'm also on a short drive here too. Figured I'd throw my call out, see what's going on.
Not too much, Anthony. Not very much. Are you one of those people that work from home and got one of those things that moves your mouse around automatically?
No, I'm not. It would be cool if I was, though. Actually, I do work from home on Fridays, but I had to, amongst a few other things, take my daughter to school and then had a couple stops to make, and I'll get back at it in a few minutes here. But I'm in the office Monday through Thursday. I pay my tenants every week and work hard on Fridays when it's necessary and work normal when it's not.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I just teasing you. I know somebody that she's got one of those devices on her desk that when she goes and disappears for a little while, it moves the mouse around and keeps the monitor alive and keeps the VPN connection up and stuff like that. And because I said to her, I go, well, what's that? And she says, oh, watch. And it randomly moves things around. So it's kind of a cool idea, I guess, but a little bit deceptive, but believe it or not, they have such a device. You know, open Outlook, close, minimize Outlook. Open the browser, minimize the browser, you know, and it all does it with the mouse. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know somebody that does that, and they've gone as far as plugging that particular device in to a different computer or power source because they can, if your company has it set up correctly, they can monitor the power output of your device and be able to tell that there is a third-party device plugged in sucking up power.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but now that's next-level stuff. That's pretty cool. So, all right, Anthony, I'm on the final approach. Pleasure chatting with you, as always. So, drive safe. Weather was kind of fall-like today, but I guess we had it coming. So, you take care, be good, and I'm pulling into the auto doctor to go get my oil changed. 73. Are you awake? And 8KZB, clear on your final.
It was great talking to you this morning. We will try to connect again soon. Get that oil change done and keep that car healthy. Have a great day. I'll be monitoring.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees.
W8FUNAKPP. I'm 26 county line right now, heading your way.
Remember I said I was 60-40? Well, that transitioned.
It went 40-60?
Well, at this point it went 0-100. I'm at home.
Very good. Could have picked a nicer day, buddy. All right, no worries. Catch you next week or maybe tomorrow. Depends on the schedule. Well, no, because I just screwed myself for tomorrow's thing. I've got to go help her sell a guitar amp. So, all right, no worries. Other than that, everything else, is there peace on earth? Sean takes the day off. See how that works?
It sounds a little sniffly. So do you have something that repairs amps for guitars? Is that what you're doing?
No. Marion's late husband was a musician, and there's all sorts of musical stuff in the basement that's been there for many, many years, and some of this stuff has a lot of value to it, and some of the stuff you can't give away. Like, for example, did you know a piano? You have to pay money to take that off your hands. Because if you go on Facebook Marketplace, there's lots of free pianos.
Well, yeah, because you gotta pick it up and move it unless you got a big truck. And then a couple burly guys. Hey, pick up this piano. Okay.
Yeah, well, dig this. This piano made it to the basement. Now, how does somebody, that's more than a couple of burly guys, to get a piano in the basement? So I have a feeling when this place goes on the market, it's going to cost money to get this piano up.
blackjack that I'll pay nicely for it. Unless it's one of those stand-up pianos, and if it's not worth much money, then, you know, a Poulon Tinsel will do just the trick.
Yep, it's one of those stand-up ones. So, that you put against the wall. It's not a baby grand or anything significant like that. I'll call you right back. KBP. That was a short and sweet phone call. Where are you at, Cujo? You're kind of noisy.
Coming up on Middle Belt South at Maple. So I'm hitting the Warren repeater unless there's something closer that I can hit.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, let me run in here and get a Diet Coke and a hamburger, and I will call you on 5-1.
Yeah, I got to set the statewide. Let's see if it works.
K-N-A-K-P-P.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
NA DBS mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
Traffic is something else today. NAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Thank you.
WHGPT, how you doing?
First day back to work. Trying to adjust.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you were going back Friday. How's it going? Is it slow?
I took my time, let's put it that way. Three runs, took my time. Now I'm up here in Auburn Hills. Where am I at? Yeah, I'll get by OCC.
Ah, okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, I'm actually coming in through the Warren. I'm down at my parents now. But I heard you on there and figured I'd holler at you. Having fun with that DMR, huh?
Yeah, I got to get my cold plug, and then I think NAKTP is going to send me an email. I just looked at QRZ. He doesn't have one in there. So it's going to send me an email link, and then I'm going to send him my cold plug, and he's going to modify it just a little bit. Just tweak it just a little bit. Because I'm missing a couple of the DMR repeaters.
Well, you do have the Mount Clemens on there. It's under I know what's in there. It's just different. You gotta, instead of having it on a Pi Star channel, you have to put it on something else. I don't know. It's in there, but no, let him tweak it if he wants. I had somebody else's cold plug. I had KFAS's cold plug, I think, in my Anytone, and I tweaked that. And that one there, I think that might have been KFAS's too, and I tweaked it. And then I really tweaked it for the OPGD 77 because it was a little different. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's got to be in there for the Mount Clemens one because I was talking on the Mount Clemens one with that cold plug.
Yeah, I got the cold plug open now. I'm trying to see what I got, see what it is. Because I know you got the GMRS in here, and I got a KCUMP, but I think that's analog.
Yeah, go to the talk group. Oh, you're in the radio. Forget it. There was a talk group, I think, is what they call it, and it was for the Mount Clemens repeater. So you, instead of using the Pi Star, you got to move the talk group to the Mount Clemens, and then I think I've got one statewide one and statewide two at least in that group.
Yeah, I got MTC one, MTC two, DAT one, DAT two. I got Warren DMR one and Warren DMR two.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I made anything for the Warren one. I forgot about that. They're in there, but I don't know what it'll. I don't know if you can move to one and two or not. But that Mount Clemens one and two should be under one channel, and then you use the up and down arrows to go from statewide one to statewide two.
Yeah, I was doing that. Give me a second, let me see what the freak is on those. So, for MTC1, it's 395, and probably it says 5. And MTC2 is identical. And then DET1 and DET2 are identical. So I got 395, and the other one is 4.0 on DT 1 and 2. Under the Warren DMR, it's 20375. It says digital, but it doesn't have a talk group list. There's my DMR ID in there. But that's okay. When I get home, I'll put it back on the open spot. I figured out how to change the channel, how to turn the, change the channel to where I'm going, and then up and down arrows with different contacts. Fine with playing with it.
Right, yeah, but definitely, send it to him and let him tweak it. Just make sure you got it saved on your computer the way you have it, just in case you want to go back or something like that. But, yeah, I'm not big in the DMR. So, but the way that Mount Clemens one works, though, is there is only one frequency, and then I don't quote me on it. I don't even know. But I think it's one frequency, and you just turn up and down on that arrow to go from statewide 1 to statewide 2. If anybody's listening that knows better, then correct me, but I think that's it.
Yeah, I was talking to Wally on it earlier. He says, I guess this is like a no-buy repeater, and then the Mount Clemens, and there's something else. So, I'll get in contact with him when I get back to the home base. Like I said, I'm sitting over, I guess you could say, Squirrel and University, somewhere right around there. I'm in the parking lot, just going through everything. I forgot my cables at home, so I can't even program the radio if I got the info on it.
Yeah, there's probably a way to add channels manually, but that gets so tough nowadays that I don't even mess with it. I do it with a computer. But yeah, I knew there was that. Warren DMR is one of them. And I didn't play around with that too much because I figured, I think when I was doing that part, I'm like, oh, he's up in Memphis, he won't hit it. But then I forgot that you, with the analogs, I remembered you were, you know, you go all over the place. So that's why I threw all them in there. But with the DMR, once I started tinkering with that, I got in the mindset that you were up in Memphis and wouldn't hit anything but maybe the Mount Clemens one, which I could hit with my mobile. When I left your house, I was on the mobile all the way to my house.
Yeah, I'm still fiddling with it. Like I said, it's a lot better than what I had in there. All I had in there was MI5, and the only time I can hit anything on Brandmeister was when I was in Ann Arbor, and I was close enough to all fiddlesticks. Maybe like Milan or something like that. I was able to... No, there's an Ann Arbor Brandmeister out there, and I was on that, and that's how I got into the other talk groups. But hey, with the open spot, it's working just great. So that part works for me.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not 100% expert on this at all, but I think if you're on a repeater and let's say you want to go to worldwide, you know, the 9-1, the worldwide one, I think you're turning the whole repeater to that. So then everybody within repeater range is on that group. So some people don't mind if you do that, and other repeater people might mind. So, and again, don't quote me on that. I'm not sure if it works different, but like your hotspot is only you. The repeater might be anybody in range, and you're turning that whole repeater to a different talk group. So, I'm not sure exactly how that works. Somebody that knows better than me might explain it differently, and I could be wrong. But you can get a different kind of hotspot. Like, I believe the hotspot 4, like you have, is wireless Wi-Fi, so then you could put your phone on a hotspot and tie into it, and then you could use that as you're driving around. And then I've got one called a Zum Spot that's wireless that I have, you know, anywhere I go, truck or house or whatever. So keep that in mind about the repeaters. I'm not sure if you can just go to any talk group you want. You might have to get a wireless hotspot and bring it around with you. And I somebody's got to be listening that knows more than me. Am I right?
You're right. Once you change the hotspot for the guy over, it'll be like if you're talking on a certain repeater, it would change the whole repeater for everybody, and then everybody would be listening to the same thing, assuming there's the two talkers, but most, or the two time slots, but most time slots, the repeaters around here are linked, so you don't really get the benefit of that. OD.
All right, so does that make sense, Tom? If you want to be able to, you know, go to like all the worldwide talk groups and stuff like that, your best bet is to get a wireless hotspot, put it in your truck, and then most of the repeaters only only go to certain things. I don't know. It kind of makes sense, I hope.
Yeah, it does. It does. I totally get it and understand it. Like I said, I mostly do the Duck Group 91 at home, like I said, off the open spot. And then I'll save some more money up, and then I'll get a another one that I can, you know, that has the Wi-Fi capabilities, and I'll just put it on my phone and link between the two. I got a link too, so that's not a big, you know, that's no big deal.
Yeah. If you look through on Brandmeister, I think it was like on the left, it was information, and then it listed all the talk groups. There's one for like United States, and then there's some for each state. Each state has groups you can go into, you know, so you can, it's neat to make QSOs with people all over the world with that worldwide one. But then you can also, you know, pop into the United States one, and usually there's people on there that are chatting just from the United States and whatnot. And then like, if you're ever going on a vacation to a different state, like, let's say you're going to Colorado, you know, in a couple months or something, then you can always jump into, like, Colorado ahead of time and start talking to people and get some information and stuff. It's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I made a couple QSLs last week when I was sitting there. Got my daughter's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm talking to somebody in Indonesia. She's like, really? And she sat there. And then she kept asking me, okay, who are you talking to? And I said, I go, Germany, Northern Ireland. You know, and I was like all over the place on TG91. Then I pop into 93, which is North America. And then 3100 is the USA bridge I got that you programmed in there for me. So, yeah, it's I'm having a lot of fun with it. Like I said, I made 26 contacts in six different countries, so try what I do when I go home tonight, if I have time. We'll see how that goes. KJO Cujo.
Yep, that's fun. And then if you get an HF radio, I can't remember if you're general or tech, but definitely want to get your general. If you get into HF, because you can only do 10 meter on voice, but yeah, get an HF radio and throw up an NFED half wave into a tree, and yeah, you can talk all over the world with the HF. It's fun too. If you're having fun contacting, you know, around the world with that hotspot, you get your general and throw up a little NFED half wave into a tree, and you'd be surprised. You'll be talking all over the world on RF. It'll be fun.
You can also, if you don't want to screw up the hotspot right now or whatever else, there's also an app that you can get for both your phone and for a desktop or a PC, whatever, called DudeStar or DroidStar, and that allows you, it emulates a digital radio, so you can basically just use that to connect with various talk groups, ADDOG.
ADOD, TCKGO. What's the name of that? I'm actually sitting on my laptop right now, my van connected to my cell phone. So, what's that website?
I think the site to connect to it is actually like Pizza and Beer or something, but let me look it up and I'll get back to you.
Be that to me, TCKG. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I just heard about that Pizza and Beer thing today, too. I haven't looked into it yet, though. But yeah, that's definitely another fun thing to play around with.
I'm trying to find the webpage for FBI. I know I had it before. Isn't it like serve.beer.flyingmonkeys or something like that?
I think it's servebeers.com.
So it's pizzaandbeer.net/droidstar. So Papa, India, Zulu, Alpha, November, Bravo, Echo, Romeo.net/droidstar.
Doing the i3, he said, I'm trying to do the 32-bit install on it. And then Symantec says, no, you're not allowed. It's a weird file. We're not going to let you. Love it. Old work laptop, and it's still got antivirus on it. Okay, KJO. Still out there, Don?
Yeah, I had another link to put it on my phone, and for some reason I downloaded it, and I'm not able to find it. So I was tinkering around with that. I was going to try to send it to you, but I can't even find it on my phone after I downloaded it. So.
Well, it's under, it says vocoder plugin. Vocoder_plugin. Android. There's like Android, Darwin, iOS, Linux, and Windows NT 386, which is 32-bit, and x86 64. So, but I found it. I'll mess around. I'll figure out a way to get it in there.
Are you guys going to pizza, and then the letter N as in November, beer.net?
Affirmative. pizzaandbeer.net/droidstar. And now I got a bin file, so if I'm going to go up to the parent directory and see what I see there.
Yeah, just so you guys know, you don't need the software vocoder anymore. It's all built in now. And there's a new Android build on there. There's an APK. So if you've got DroidStar installed on there from the Play Store, you got to remove that. But if you got to uninstall that to use that APK version. But that APK version, that new one that he's got up there now, will let you go on AllStar, and it'll let you do the digital modes except for DStar without a, without a one of those USB vocoders.
Yeah, it looks like the only version that is downloadable for Windows is 64-bit, and this machine's a 32-bit. And I can't put it on my work laptop, which is 64, because they'll have a hairy scare saying, what are you doing? They question me putting the Echo Link on there, but I'm like, hey, it's developmental software, so they let me do it.
Well, I'm looking at that list of downloads, and one of them's from 2024, and I'm probably going to cancel it because I'm doing it on my phone, and it says EXE, so that might be the one you want, the one that has the date. Oh, there's more than one that has 24, forget it.
Yeah, the Windows OS version is X64, which is a 64-bit OS Windows 7, and mine is Windows 7 32, which is I386, so... we'll see what happens. I got other machines to put it on. Plus, I got a Windows 10 disk so I can build my own machine. KCK Joe.
Yeah, so the one, the second one down, it says Android. You can put that one on your phone.
If I had an Android, personal phone and work phone are both iPhones, so it'd have to be a Linux OS.
You know what you should do? Pick up a $50 Android. If you go on Amazon, go look up Android 14 tablets. They're like $50 now. Some of them will say they're like $124, but there's like $50 coupon, whatever. But you can get an Android 14 tablet. It's not the best tablet in the world. You know, it's kind of sluggish a little bit. It's 1280 by 800, but... If you ever want to play with Android, I recommend that. You don't have to break the
backups on your phone
for playing with Android. And that's what I do for all my. I'm an iPhone app person myself too, and but I still like tinkering with the Android stuff. So I just get a little. Every time they come out with a new Android, I wait for the Chinese manufacturers to come out with a new tablet for that version. So this one's an Android 14 tablet, which is, I think it's the current version. I don't know. I don't think 15's been released yet.
Gotcha. Who's out there? Is that Dakota? Because I got Don out there and you guys stepped on each other.
Sorry, I didn't identify yet. KF8S.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's Dave, KFAS. Go ahead, Tom, WHCPT.
Yeah, Dave and Dakota sound a little bit similar. I don't know why, unless it's just my age and my ears. So, like I said, I'll look into one of those cheap tablets, Droid tablets. My son's got Droids. That's all he deals with. But, hey, I get cheap iPhones. It's simple. It does what it's got to do for me. Androids I got confused on. It was just too much for me. Go ahead, Don. And we'll shoot it over to KFAS after that.
All right. That's good, too, because I got a question for Dee. So I downloaded the Droid Star from that link, and it says that usually the Droid Star is updated from Google Play Store. By updating from a different source, you may receive future updates from any source on your phone. So should I just update it from the Play Store, or should I go ahead and update it anyway?
Okay, the short answer is you need to uninstall Android. If you download it from the Play Store, you gotta uninstall that Droid Star and just delete it off of your tablet, and then you can install that APK version.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Tom.
I saved it as a favorite on my laptop, and then let me see. I got Windows 10 sitting here, brand new disk, and doesn't tell me if it's 64 or Windows 10 is usually 64 now, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. 64-bit. And it should be able to run 32-bit programs, though. So, you know, 64-bit OS can run 32-bit, but not the opposite, not the other way around.
Yeah, because, I got Windows 7 Enterprise 32 downloaded a 64 version, and it goes, nope. But I know that if I install this 10 Pro 64 on a laptop, then I can run 32. Plus, I can run in a compatibility mode if I have to, and it'll downgrade it for me. Who's next? CPT? Go ahead. Don, KCKGO.
Yep. I got it on my phone, and I'm putting in all the information. It says Brandmeister password, PGIF password, ASL password. Wow, I don't know if I have them all the same or not. But, ESSID, what the heck is that? Okay, I'm going to keep that none because I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm trying to set this up, and I'm probably going to have to not do it on the fly like this. WCPP, go ahead, Dave.
Give me about 5 minutes. My wife's making me go crazy because she's roaming around. She's not leaving for work. Once she leaves for work, I'll be back. KFAS.
That's why I'm glad to be back at work. Nobody bothers me. I'm staying in my van. KTO.
How's the first day back going?
First day back? Different. You know, I'm supposed to wear my brace when I go into the customers, but it kind of hinders me when I'm trying to look down at a computer screen or whatever else. So, I did pretty good. Got 3 runs done and pretty much got done about an hour and a half ago, and I've been sitting here just messing around with my laptop that I haven't messed with in, I don't know, a month.
All right, well, good deal. Glad it wasn't difficult or anything, and we'll talk more about it later, I'm sure. I'm going to get out of here. I just heard you and Dave in there. Thought I'd real quick find out how it went. Hopefully you didn't have to I got sirens. I gotta stop here and figure out what the hell is going on. Oh, I can get across the intersection.
All right, I'm still here, but I'm trying to send something about one of my trail cameras here. So I got an email that I'm attending to. So I'll be listening. But I'm here. WHCPD.
Well, there's that troublemaker.
Oh man, you got some terrible audio. Just kidding. How you doing, John?
I'm doing all right. Anyhow, I gotta jump out of here. I just wanted to jump in real quick. Say hi to Cujo. Later. W8FU.
Channel 3, W8FU, KCKJO. BDKPT. Like I said, work went well today. The only downfall was I went out to go start my van, and the battery was low and it died. So I had to wait like a half hour to get a jump start, and I jump started it. Warnings were going off for like 10, 15 minutes, but then, you know, when it's on my display, I'm like, whatever. So I just ignored it, and then everything just went back to normal after I got to the office. KKJO Cujo. All of a sudden, got real quiet out.
Oh, I'm still here. I just found a video on my trail camera that I'm checking out.
Sasquatch?
No, I wish I'd be rich. No, the last like week or so, there's been some little bucks chasing each other around and sparring, and I got a bigger 8 or 10 point that just showed up, so. I just noticed the video was at 7:30 this morning. If I would have been hunting, I would have had a shot at it, but I haven't started hunting yet again, which I'm getting very close to going to sit out there pretty soon here, especially after seeing the video. WATP.
That sounds like the other day before I went off on my vacation. I was sitting over at the admin building for Oakland Community College. I was sitting there programming my BMR, and when I pulled in, there was 2 10-pointers sitting there sparring in the middle of the parking lot, or like by the grass. And I just drove up and looked at them, and they're like, whatever. And they just stared at me, went back, and then they walked away and came back. It was crazy.
Yeah, usually they don't start this kind of chasing the does. I mean, I'll get the smaller bucks, you know, starting mid-October, you know, doing a little sparring and stuff. But usually it's not till Halloween that they'll start chasing the does around. And they were definitely chasing the does around. There was a smaller 6-point chasing a doe, and then all of a sudden. The bigger buck that I didn't realize was around came out of nowhere and chased that little one off and went after the doe. So I think their does are coming into heat earlier this year.
Dumb question. When did they leave the doe off the field? Because there were two bucks and two pretty good sized racks, but they were still fuzzy.
Well, they should have the velvet gone by now. Usually they scratch that off. Their antlers harden up in, like, early September, I'm guessing.
Good evening.
Usually by late September, most
hours.
Of the velvet's off of their antlers.
Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
The no-tooth box must have been early bloomers because they still had the velvet on there. I'm like, that's weird. That's different. They're pretty fair-sized racks, too.
Yeah, there's no hunting in Rochester, and I think maybe even Rochester Hills. And so there's some huge bucks out there because nobody can shoot them. Not legally, at least.
Yeah, they were on Opdyke and Kensington, or right there by the church. I said they were in the parking lot or on the grass. I tracks and the railroad tracks and the OCC admin building. And they were pretty big-sized bugs, but they still had the velvet on their antlers, and they were pretty fair-sized racks on them. I'm like, well, that's different. I said, I don't know when they lose the velvet. All I know is that they primed pretty quickly. That's all I can say. They were early bloomers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. There's some big bucks in St. Clair County. Not necessarily just around by my area, but yeah, I've seen some monsters. I had one. There was 3 8 points and a 6 point chasing a doe around. This is probably about 5 years ago, and I mean I was in my blind, and the 8 points were pretty good deer. I could have shot both of them 10 times. I just sat there and watched because I kept hearing another buck in the woods grunting, and it was a deep grunt compared to the sound of the other 8-pointer's grunt. So sure enough, right as it was getting dark out, man, that thing walked out of the woods, and he went after the doe, and he was just doing like a fast walk, but he would not stop. I grunted at him, I yelled, I whistled, and he just kept walking toward that doe at a fast pace, and I took a shot at him, and missed because he was moving. I rushed it, and like 4 days later, gun season started, and a good thing is a kid shot him in a field close to my house, and I got to see the picture of it at least. It was only a 9-point, but it was a huge rack. But yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun in my little piece of. I got like 8 acres, and I usually plant clover in about 2 acres of it, and I just see all kinds of deer. It's great.
Yeah, they might have been 8-pointers. All I know is that they were sitting there, and they were on their hind legs, and they're smacking each other, and, you know, I'm like, well, this is pretty cool. And then they looked, you know, when I drove up, they kind of stopped, looked at me for about 20 seconds, did a little bit more, and then they stopped, and one walked away, went through the brush, crossed the railroad tracks. The other one disappeared into the woods behind the admin building. And then probably 20 minutes later, the one that was across the railroad tracks came back looking for the other guy. Like, tried to finish off whatever they were flying in a row, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, this time of year is fun watching them. Especially starting like right now until about the second week in November, If you're lucky enough to see them start fighting, man, they'll fight almost to death right now because the does are starting to come into heat. And most of the time, though, I notice they're doing it at night because they don't want to get shot. They're smart enough to know if they come out in the daylight, they're jeopardizing their life from a hunter. Are you on the Warren repeater?
Yeah, it's 600.
Yeah, you're coming in a little scratchy. I don't know. You might be able to try the Mount Clemens just to see what happens. It might be a little bit better. Usually that Warren's pretty good, though, man. I've hit that Warren repeater. Just doing a test, I've hit it at Whale Center in 69. You know where that's at. That's really far, so it might be certain directions that way have a little bit of a bad reception, and you drive a little bit, and it'll probably click in and be better.
Yeah, I'm just north of Adams and Dunn Road. I'm coming actually on Clarkson Road here, and also, it came in really clear, so just might be like right about there, but I'm too far away from the Roadkill repeater right now, I think. I tried keying it up, and I didn't get anything. I mean, it just got static, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, don't think there was any, I don't think they did any updates yet to the Romeo one, so it's decent, but it can be better. So, yeah, that one doesn't go out as far as the rest of them.
I know, I got a little bit of crossover on the Richmond 625. I just keyed up on that, and I can hear it, but it's staticky. Romeo, still staticky. Probably want to get a little bit closer.
Yeah, I find the best one has been Warren until you get up to about maybe, man, I hit the Warren one. I take all dirt roads usually when I'm going from Sterling Heights to my house, but I use the Warren one all the way to about almost Armada, and then I switch over to the Richmond one.
I think probably because Oakland Township here is a little bit higher elevation, so I'm probably just up above the repeater to tag it, because I'm coming down Clarkston Road, and you were just, like, loud and clear. But still, like I said, Romeo kind of staticky. But we'll see. I got them right next to each other, so I just come between the three.
Yeah, are you just using that Retavis, or do you have a mobile in your rig?
I have a mobile fire direct to my battery. I use the big part of the, what do you want to call it, my inverter circuit. I got a big, huge 12-gauge going to my inverter, so I have it right in the bed. Come up to 200 amp fuse, which is nice. This is full 20, but I got 70 amp fuse. I got 70 amp fuse on my power right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm making you out. You got a little bit of bacon fry in there, but it's not bad. It's funny. I got a live camera on my deer blind, so if I was sitting in my deer blind, this is what I would see right now. And so far, no deer are there, so that's good. But this time of evening, I always turn it on and watch it and see what's going on out there, so I know if I do sit out there, what I might see.
When does that start? November 15th, I think it is. So you got a couple more weeks before you can go sit up there and take a couple shots.
It's already going for bow season. Bow season opened October 1st. And then basically starting October 1st, if you bow hunt, you can hunt from October 1st. And they may have extended it to January 31st this year. I don't know if that starts this year or next year, just for certain counties. It was just Oakland and Macomb and Wayne, and I think they this year. So yeah, basically October 1st to at least December 31st, maybe January 31st, can hunt. I haven't hunted for 3 or 4 years because of the medical crap I was going through, but and the anxiety and all that, and the anxiety is getting better, and watching these bucks on these cameras are really... I found my pop-up blind because I can't go into my tower blind because one of the windows popped open last summer, and I got to get an exterminator to go up in there and make sure there's no hornet's nest and stuff before I go up there myself. So, yeah, I'm going to have to put up a pop-up blind and hunt out of that, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to probably do that pretty quick here because I'm seeing some nice bucks.
Well, I know both of starting October 1st, but when's rifle, isn't it like November 15th or something like that?
Yep, it's November 15th to the 30th, and then they got like a 10-day muzzleloader season in December, and they changed that so you don't have to use a muzzleloader. You can still use your shotgun or your rifle. So basically, you got November 15th to 30th with a gun, and then you got like... 10 days in December, depending on what part of the state you're in, it's different dates that you can hunt with a shotgun or a rifle, too.
Gotcha.
NADBF mobile. NADBF W8CPT, how you doing today?
How you doing, Captain Don? Finally getting out of work, heading home, starting the weekend. Need to figure out why this 500 makes a squeaking, high-pitched noise. The usual.
Oh, it's probably that Deliverance option. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I got my camera on my deer blind up live right now, looking to see if there's any action. I had a nice either 8 or 10 point come through this morning on my trail camera, so I'm trying to see if I can pattern it all.
Oh, deer.
I think he's chasing a doe and chasing off the small bucks already, so I think the does might be going to heat a little bit earlier this year.
Those are the better eating ones anyway. Clean them out and get the bucks in.
Yeah, I've been managing that little chunk of deer heaven for about 12 years now, and I found out if I don't shoot the does, they get really comfortable with me. Like I could be mowing and they'll just watch me. They used to be 20 yards from me watching me work my beehives when I had honeybees. And so they're not scared of me at all. So I could go right into the deer blind. They could be in the field, and they don't even run away. And then when they go in the heat, they bring all the bucks.
I got a call. I'll be right back. NADBF.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Richmond right here.
All right. I heard Tom in there, and I heard somebody else. So the other station, go ahead first.
Oh, go ahead, Tom. I was just joking. KF8S, I was saying, oh, the buck stops there.
You funny guy.
Yeah, I've had quite a few bucks stop at my place. They're hanging on my wall now. WACTT. Go ahead, Dave.
Curious if you got that Droid Star working. I guess it really doesn't really matter for you, right? Because you just you've got so many other ways to do this stuff. But Doug is, the guy, the author. He released a new version. Was just asking people to test it. So, but no big deal. I'll get with you later on that.
Yeah, I got it on my phone, and I added my call sign, and I think I added what was my Brandmeister password. I got to double check that, though, and then the ASL password, but then I stopped because I couldn't figure it out. But I'll play with it later, and I'll figure out how to do it. But Dakota was in here, too, so leave a couple little gaps in between. When he gets done with his phone call, he's probably going to jump back in. And if he is back,
Bears!
Give a little space, and if he's there, jump in.
Hey,
Eric. Go ahead, Tom.
Trying to get a word in edgewise for about 45 minutes. Jeez. Quick, fastest key in the West.
Now, that's a lie, because nobody was even talking about 15 minutes ago. Go ahead, Tom.
Was that Dakota that just chirped in there? TCTJO.
Negative. WADAP. Hey, I talked to you before.
Yeah, WADAP. I can't think of the name. Don't know why. Of course, I'm driving, so there's no way for me to write it down even if I could. Should have a limited QRZ somewhere. That'd be cool.
I'll be back, you guys. I got to make a phone call. So go ahead, Captain Don or Eric. Well, Don, and then go to Eric.
All righty. Yeah, I'm sitting in my truck, Eric. I don't know if you're on your way home, if you want to swing by the house and grab that sidecar.
Yeah, actually, I just left work. Man, they had the air conditioning turned off for the year. It was like 78 degrees in there the last few days. I know it doesn't sound like much, but when you're working on stuff, it just feels warm. But anywho, I'm out. But yeah, I can slide by.
Alrighty. Yeah, like I said, I'm out in the truck, so when you get here, just
know when to drive at all.
He'll jump it out to you. Go ahead, Tom. Leave a little gap in case Dakota's back.
Yeah, okay. Where is the Romeo Tower at? Is it over on top of the water tower, or is it over here at the proving grounds?
Yeah. We'll just say yes.
Yeah, that works for me. So I just jumped down to Romeo, and it sounded like bacon. So I popped down to the Richmond one. Go ahead, Casey Kidio.
Yeah, it's Eric, by the way. EAP, it's my initials. It's a vanity call. Just remember, E for Eric, or E for Eats All Pizza. EAP.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, we talked the other day when Sean was coming down, I think, from Kalkaska. Yeah, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Julian Oscar. Name's time. What is it? Tango Oscar Mike. I was trying to think there for a second. I had a brain freeze. But, KC Cujo, easy way to remember it. You can call me Cujo.
Cujo. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not hunting right now, man. This camera's got sound, and the kids in the house behind are playing in the woods. You can hear them screaming. I have shot a buck while that was going on, though, so I guess it's not that discouraging. But when I'm used to hunting up in the UP where there's all kinds of just open land and you don't hear nothing like that. So it used to get aggravating until I actually shot one while they were behind their house screaming. Go ahead, Eric.
Roger. Well, I guess Cujo upgraded from his Bofang. I don't know about you, but I looked down my nose at Bofang. Someone told me they're junk radio, so that was 10 years ago. I also drove a 73 Pinto that was a piece of crap, so by default, all Ford cars are junk, even though that was 50 years ago. Just joking. What was I going to say? Oh, Captain Don, from Mound Road, did I take 17 mile?
Negative, 18. Take 18, pass up Van Dyke, and then, I don't know, you got to go almost to Utica. It's two streets before Utica Road on the right, called Regency.
Go ahead, Cujo. Tell me about your new radio.
Well, Captain, I got, well, the digital is a TYTMB UV3A that's been reformatted to work with OpenG77. I still have my Bofang. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in the little compartment here above my head in my Ford Transit Connect. You know, but the mobile is a, what is it? It's an Olenco ER735G. Love this thing.
Well, it is a distinct audio. The audio is very distinct. I'll never confuse you with anybody. It's loud and it's clear, but it has a, I don't know how you call it, like a communication type sound profile tuned to the human voice.
Yeah, I got a big mouth and a loud voice. That's probably what it is. If I go too close to the mic, then the gain goes up. I go away from the mic, it goes down, I guess. But I can set the mic in, but it's set at zero right now. I just have a very distinct voice, I guess. That's what I've been told. I have a radio voice, not a television voice.
Yeah. I was going to jump in at DMR because I know Eric loves that. But I forgot I left my hotspot at the house. Bummer.
Yeah, he's got that raspiness to his voice like Greg, but a little bit different pitch. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of a gravelly pitch. It's good. It's good for the radio because it's, it's right in that audio range of the microphone.
Yeah, if he didn't have that raspy, to me he sounds a lot like Dakota. But then you hear the raspy and you realize it's not. WTBT.
So you're saying if Dakota and Greg had a love child, it would sound like him?
That's terrible.
No, you're the one that said that. That's funny.
I should take that as an insult or a compliment. If you guys ever been to the Armada Fair in the past 10 years, KC, DGO.
I have every year.
Have you ever gone and watched the horse show at Armada Fair during the week?
Mom was always there, and I didn't want to run into her, but I think I could probably handle that now. I should probably check it out again.
That was a big fat double. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on Don. No, I see it. Have you been to the horse shows over at Armada Fair in the past 10 years? You know, go and watch the shows, either the saddle horses or the miniatures.
I've seen those, but I don't think I've been to a show. I usually go for the tractor pull and the beer and the cowgirls.
I'm going to jump out for a quick second because my dad just got back with Culver's. I'm going to make sure they throw it in the microwave because I'm waiting for you, Eric.
Thinking about getting Culver's tonight, but I had a gigantic lunch. I don't know if maybe 8 o'clock or 8:30. I'll be hungry. But why are you the Tom? Are you the announcer?
Yes, I was the announcer from 2011 to 2022. I did all the horse shows all week. So. A lot of people that still recognize my voice from that. It's kind of funny. I got a lot of kids that know me.
You're a WADAP. Yeah, I've walked through the barns and looked at the miniature ponies and stuff, but I never saw the actual show. But I did see the tractor pulls, though. And I think I missed last year. I missed this year, actually. I didn't go this year. I was up north.
Yeah, I haven't done it since. I didn't do it this year. I did do it last year. I think the last time I did it was 2021. This was a special announcer. They got volunteers now. I was getting paid. But the announcer this year doing the horse shows, you know, calling all the riders in and stuff like that was Holly Hutton from 99.5 KCKGO.
And this is little Becky Miller from Armada. She's got a little miniature. I don't know. You'd say something like that, right?
Yeah, I would call them up. You know, Becky Miller, number 935, showing Little Debbie. Come on into the arena, kind of stuff like that. Or I've done the draft shows. I did the saddle horse shows. I did the what we call Gymkhana. That's when they're doing barrel racing and pulls. Yeah, I did it all. It was a good geek. I enjoyed it. Might do it. Hopefully they'll call me up next year. It's a lot of work. It really is. You know, but for doing it for 10 years, to me, it's second nature.
Gymkhana. That was that guy that did the drift cars. Like, he closed down a city, and he'd just go drifting through the city at high speeds. And, I didn't know they did it with horses. I hear those barrel racer women are nuts. I watched that on, was it Yellowstone? They're always saying that the barrel racer women were crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They get that horse moving, and the faster you go, the better you get. You know, because they have to trip a timer, do the clover leaf around the barrels, come back, and the faster time wins the money. Because if my mind was open shows, you only got, like, first place, depending on how many first places you get, you got like $10 for first place. Now, the rodeo that you see in the main arena, that's all done by the Rodeo Association. I have no affiliation with that. My stuff is all our main affair, open, saddle, and Michigan 4-H equestrian. Never did the big shows. Always the little ones.
I'm back, Eric. It's getting close. Yeah, I was chit-chatting and I passed your street. I didn't remember. I thought I was coming up to it, then all of a sudden I hit Utica. I'm like, oops, went too far.
Well, you can take Utica back and go to 18.
Well, I'm trying to, but man, it's just like car after car after car after I can't pull out of the stupid side street.
If you're on the east side of Van Dyke, the side street probably goes to Utica.
Okay, I'm turning back on 18 right now. So yeah, I got my thing going. I got my GPS going. So I know where your street is now.
Okay, I'm confused. You said you were by Utica Road, and now you're on 18. You're either really close or you turned around on Mound or something.
No, I said I was on 18, but I kept going and going until I hit Utica Road. I didn't turn down your street. I passed it.
Oh, okay. If you're back on 18, then it's the second street on your left.
Well, yeah, I know that now. That's what I'm saying. I was looking for it, and I'm like, oops, I passed it. So, like I said, turning around isn't that easy with all this traffic. Okay, I'm turning down right now.
Are you in a white car?
Captain Don's got a biting sign in his front yard. W-E-D-A-P.
Oh, you're back. You hear what you needed?
Yes, I did. I'm over here. I'm about 6 miles north of the repeater right now. So I should be in pretty good.
Yeah, I jumped over to Richmond a while ago. Had a better, sounded better, I guess you can say. I'm at, where am I at? I'm coming in at Memphis on Boardman. KCGGO.
Roger. Yep. I've never been far enough north lately to talk on to Richmond. But I do go up in that side of town quite a bit, but just not recently.
It's a nice, quiet town. We have the Sage Creek Winery, Doghouse Tavern. They got pretty good food there. And, I'm right over just west of the high school, I guess you could say.
Well, when I head out that way, a lot of times I'm on the Macomb Orchard Trail. It ends in Richmond.
Yeah, no, quite well. I don't walk the trail, but I know it's an old railroad track that runs through that the trail is on. Haven't had a chance yet. Maybe next year. See if my wife wants to go walk it. Let's see, I'm trying to find Memphis PD. I know Bruce is working tonight. I think I saw him just drive down one of the side streets.
Yeah, I'm heading up to Roscommon this weekend. I don't know if I was talking to you about that. You said you knew somebody or had a place up there. Maybe I'm thinking of something different.
Oh, no, I just got my little podunk house here in Memphis. I got a couple buddies that have property up in UP. They go up hunting. I don't think they went this year. Oh, no way. I think they're going up mid-November for a rifle season. Besides that, nope, I'm usually homebound. I got too much stuff to do at home. Don't have the money to go anywhere. My wife thinks that we're rich, but we're not. So I'm like, nope, we're not going anywhere. Just hang out.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
that's for sure. Yeah, it's just a small place, you know. I mean, it's not huge by any means. It's a family cottage. And I ended up, my brother and sister really don't interested in going up there, so I bought them out of it. So it's in my name now, but it's really nice to get up there. Nice neighborhood, nice neighbors.
Who knows? Maybe one day, I guess. Oh, look, my dog's looking in the window. She knows I'm home. How do you like that? And now it's time for me to put my neck brace on and my jacket on because it's cold out there and go let my granimals out. 73 in your final. KJO.
Roger. Yeah, what do you call those? Political call, so my phone was ringing. All right. I will catch you later. And I'm just about home stretch myself, so talk to you later, tonight, tomorrow, whatever. WADAP.
Andy Zingard, WADAP from KCKGO, and I'm out.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 48 degrees.
WATET.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 46 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.